In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the vigil of the great solemnity of Pentecost, and we can see how important the role of our Blessed Mother is as we recognize her presence at two very important moments in the history of the Church. First, we see Our Lady at the Annunciation, being in her yes to God and being overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, in which the incarnation took place. The body of Christ is formed in her most holy, pure womb. And on Pentecost, we see Our Lady gathered in the upper room with the apostles in prayer at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit for the birth of the mystical body of Christ, the Church. We can see the unique correlation of Our Lady being present in her role in the incarnation, in the body of Christ, in his body, blood, soul, and divinity, and also in her presence in the birth of the Church and the mystical body of Christ, all of the disciples and followers of Christ, that Our Lady is truly Mother of the Church and Mother of all the followers of her Son. And so on this last day of the great novena of Pentecost, we are to draw close to Our Lady in a special way and ask her to make us ready for that Holy Spirit, to make us evermore imitating her and her docility, that Our Lady was so docile in the working of the Holy Spirit. She was so open to his divine inspirations and wanted only to be united to him in carrying out the holy will of God. And that Our Lady will help us in our struggles and our weaknesses to be open to the same Spirit who works within us, that Holy Spirit we receive through baptism, and who works within us to guide us on that path in the service of God and in our sanctification. May our Blessed Mother truly make us ready for the great solemnity of Pentecost, and make our heart like hers, that we may truly be docile instruments to the working of the Holy Spirit, and continue that work which God has called us to do for his honor and glory, knowing that with Our Lady we shall truly succeed in any endeavor that our Mother will help us our Blessed Mother will help us in doing all things for the glory of her Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.